Bill C-51, what do people need to know about this?
Basically, it's an online surveillance bill that will enable a warrantless online surveillance that will be invasive, costly, and it's really a poorly thought-out plan. So basically, a range of authorities will be able to access people's personal information, like your email address and things like that, without a warrant.
This is like to crack down on cybercrime, but they could be going after the wrong people, or?
Yeah, I think that's the reason, and also to enable, like, I think that they have good intentions. I think that they want to make it easier for the police to in general use the internet to stop crime and to find and track down criminals, which is a good intention. But the bill is really poorly thought out, and really we're talking about surveillance of law-abiding citizens as well, which we think is kind of overstepping in a violation of our right to privacy.
Because they don't need a warrant or anything for this.
No, that's the thing, is that right now the police and other authorities like CSIS can get access to information if they suspect that there's criminal activity going on. They need a warrant. So there is a due process there to ensure that our privacy is secure and that you know they're not collecting information on law-abiding citizens. But if this law goes through, there will be no need for a warrant. So if a police officer suspects that something's going on, or let's say your neighbor thinks that there's something suspicious going on in your house, they don't need to go through a process to verify that. The police can just go ahead and get your information.
What would the costs be to, I guess, the internet providers and the communications companies, and then therefore, I guess, the consumers?
I think that's what upsets people most. It's one thing to potentially have your privacy invaded and to have to worry about that. It's another thing to have to pay for your privacy to be violated. So what internet law scholar Michael Guy says is that this will cost the internet service providers and others millions of dollars in online surveillance technology. And that cost will be somehow passed on to us, either as taxpayers, the government will pay the internet providers to do this, or as consumers, if the providers are told they have to invest in it themselves.
Could the providers be like, you know, no, I'm not going to do this? Or would they have a choice?
They would not have a choice. That's the thing. Because right now, some of the providers can invest in that technology, and presumably some have the capabilities. But if this legislation goes through, then they will not have a choice. So, and then thus, we won't have a choice. We'll have to pay for this.
Is there anything we can do about it?
Openmedia.ca and a coalition of civil liberties organizations and others have started a petition. We're calling it Stop Online Spying. And you can go to stopspying.ca to sign that petition. And we think that if enough Canadians make it clear that they're not in favor of this and they don't want to pay for it, that the government will back off and make some changes to the bill.
Well, remember last time around with the internet metering, did that petition and the outcry regarding that, did that have any impact?
Yeah, it did. It's actually kind of an amazing story because initially none of the parties had a position on that and on the new internet metering fees. But after our petition got going and we ended up getting almost 500,000 signatures, all the parties adopted our position, and in fact the government ordered the CRTC, that's kind of responsible for pricing, to review its rules on pricing, and in next month I'll be going to a hearing where they're doing a review of those pricing. So yeah, it really did work.